That was hilarious.
Hold on. I'm going to play something hilarious for the B-holes. And this is...
Are we rolling?
This is, yeah, we're rolling.
Hold on.
We're,
can I start off with some, this B-team episode? What episode is this?
89, I think.
Is it 89?
I'm not sure. I just put it in the 89 folder because I forgot. Okay. I'll go back and I'll...
Nice.
Ever since I saw Chet Hanks speak patois, that's what I want to do.
Okay.
Big up, it's your boy Magana coming in hot ass Massive Island style for the B-Team 89 episode, wanting to be a bitch right here on the B-Team Squish. Big up.
You know how people were giving him crap for doing that voice?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the same for you. You should not do that.
Wait, white guys aren't allowed to do that?
All right, B-holes. Well, that's one start to the show. This is what I wanted to do, and it's not much better, but I think it's better. Here.
We poop in the toilet and take it out and squeeze it.
What?
We put it in some ice tray, and now we're going to freeze it. We don't want our poop to go to waste. Oh. So once it's good and frozen, we rub it on our face.
Oh!
I am glad I didn't listen to that from B-Hole Tim. Because B-Hole Tim sent it to me, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to keep it as a surprise. I want to hear it for the first time ever.
Yeah, because you knew I was going to play it, because it's labeled Poopsicle Song.
Yep, that's,
yeah, that's from B-Hole Tim.
Oh, way to go, Tim. That
thanks,
was awesome.
Tim. Thanks,
I
Tim.
Thanks, Tim, because I was going to play that for my daughter, because I'm potty training right now, but... I can't play her the second half of the song.
Yeah,
I don't want her taking her poop out.
Wow.
Squeezing it.
I wish we had production people who would do songs like that.
Nah. It's too much work. Too much work. God damn it. I'm so swamped right now with the new show and K-Dub throwing all this other stuff and changes on me.
Oh, really?
And,
K-Dub, is it? What did he say to you?
This is what he said. Big up, violent style with your production, man.
This man.
This man. And that's how it went, man. Yeah, it was pretty crazy. Yeah.
That was productive meeting.
This is the B-Team for 2020, and we've been off for about a month.
89.
How are you guys, how was your break and all that?
It was okay. It was okay. I need more break. More
well,
break.
You only had a couple of days, right?
Couple.
Only
had a week.
No, I still had to come in to do weather reports and stuff like that, Dave.
Wah.
So
how was your Hanukkah and your Jumis?
Both were great. Both my Hanukkah and my Jumis were fantastic.
Yeah.
So I celebrated with my daughter.
How about your kid? Is she at the age where she's like ripping them apart, or she's just taking the wrapping paper off slowly? She rips them. Oh, yep. Nice. Did she get all excited?
Oh, yeah.
And she's just like she's like, moves on to the next.
But I'm at a point where like she doesn't really understand like there's limits on things, so... No joke, an hour after Christmas morning, mm-hmm. we're sitting there watching like Puppy Dog Pals,
mm-hmm.
and like a commercial for like a Barbie Dream House comes up. She goes,
yeah.
Daddy, Santa's going to get me? I'm like, listen, babe, we just had Christmas. You just got a ton of stuff. We can wait a little bit. Come on, but maybe for your birthday. Yay!
Oh my God, yeah. I had a cool Christmas. It was pretty chill. Had Christmas Day over in my house, and Christmas Eve we went over to my in-laws. And my girls are still at 5 and 7, so they still really strongly believe. Yeah,
Santa.
They rip. Yeah, exactly, Santa. And it's just a blast because vicariously, you're kind of reliving your childhood,
yeah,
you know,
sure.
And you're just seeing them. And there's nothing better in life, I think, than seeing the wonder in mm-hmm. a child's eyes, you know what I mean? And that believe that something magical is alive, you know, and exists. It's just amazing to experience.
Do your kids demand you open that present, like the actual box, right when they open it? Like, say, they take off the wrapping paper mm-hmm. and it's like a frozen tea set.
Yeah.
Do your kids go, hey, open the box now, I want to play with it?
No, they go through their entire set, and then I spend a half hour taking the freaking dolls out of the packaging, which, by the way, toy makers, stop packaging them so well. Make them easier to take out.
So our Christmas is longer because I literally individually have to open each one.
As you go?
Yeah, she won't continue unless...
Wow, maybe she has a little OCD in her, you know?
Definitely got to open them now. Definitely got to open them now.
Maybe daddy should just say no.
Yeah.
Say no to my kid.
So Dave wants to gloat a little, I guess.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So I guess he's been selling it. He's been telling me that he got the world's best
what
Christmas
sex toy
present.
What is that?
That does look like a
damn,
it looks like a black dildo jackhammer.
Oh my god, imagine this thing.
Dude,
what is it? Do you put it like up by your taint area?
No, this is a Theragun.
Dude, how does Krista walk?
Oh my god, dude.
A Theragun.
Yeah, you guys never had a Theragun?
I've never had a massage, Dave. What? Why will I buy a...
Omar, you've never had a massage?
No, I feel too uncomfortable to have somebody else's hands all over me.
What if it's a chick?
That has nothing to do with it. Male or female.
It doesn't like being touched.
I just, yeah.
That looks pretty dope, though.
Oh, dude. So this is a
Theragun.
Yeah, it's like a personal a muscle massager.
It looks pretty intense. Okay.
And it has all these, like, it has an app and everything, so it tells you how what to go over. And
An app?
Yeah, yeah. So on your phone. Uh-huh. So it has, like, different attachments and stuff. And now when you wake up, you start off with, like, a little, you know, you roll over your thigh with this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you feel so good. My sleep has been amazing.
Oh, so you actually use this?
I use this.
It's so funny because, like, you know, if I were to get this,
just sit and collect dust.
Exactly. I'd be like, oh, this is cool. Thank you. Oh,
no, dude, it takes like 2 minutes a day.
But that's good that you used it. You use it because I have a ton of stuff that I just, you know,
get over. I saw this and I was like, oh, I want this. And Krista heard me and picked it up. But
that's pretty cool. I've seen these things. These things are big now. The whole entire Clemson football team, who are going to be playing in the National Football Championship,
mm-hmm.
they each have their own individual ones while they're like working out of practice. So they'll be stretching, and you see them like running these things.
What?
It looks pretty
what's
legit.
What's this supposed
athletic?
To do?
Yeah.
Loosen your muscles.
Exactly. Get your blood flowing. When you wake up, it feels really good. It could put you to sleep.
Hmm.
You
use it like before basketball or?
Before basketball, after basketball, after a workout, you know, before I go to bed, I have a little routine.
All my stress goes up into the back of my neck. That's where I carry all the stress. But it gets tight. Yeah. So this will work. Wow, that thing is nuts.
Is it powerful?
That feels like a big, like, German man giving massage. Could you turn it down, Dave? It's kind of like painful.
Wow, really?
Pussy.
That's my freshly morphed collarbone. I'll have.
Oh, that's right.
Take it.
But
easy,
oh, man. You gotta try this, man. This is awesome.
Is there a setting though? Seriously?
No, it's just one.
Ahead. Hit me.
Where do you want it? On the neck?
Yeah. Oh, he is right. That is tough.
Oh, man, it feels so good though.
It's good.
It yeah.
Good. The tries.
Oh my god.
Now put up his butt.
I worked out yesterday, so I'm a little sore right there.
Oh, dude.
Give me your other tricep.
That does feel good.
Right?
Two minutes. And you're like, you're all loose and...
That is
like,
way powerful, more powerful than I expected it to be.
Well, that's the G3 Pro, sure. Bro.
Mackerel.
Wow.
We ain't messing around with
that's
this.
That's no joke, dude.
That's crazy.
That's like a jackhammer.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty good.
So I just want to rub it in that now every night I'm sleeping like a baby.
Nice.
Even if I'm tired or I'm not tired, I go right to bed.
Hey, can I tell you about my Christmas present?
Oh, yeah. What'd you get?
from your family?
From
or?
My significant other.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. No.
Okay. I'm going to preface this by letting you know that I am a very difficult person to buy for. And I let my wife know, hey, Don't bother. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I know, like, I'm a guy who, if I want something, I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna get it. I don't want like lavish things. I find a waste of money.
Right.
I just that's not my lifestyle. Like I'm not the guy who is like, I want a $200 pair of shoes or whatever, because I just think that's a waste. So I tell my wifey, just give me, you know, a gift certificate to Nordstrom so I could get some nice clothes.
Because
that's the one thing that I don't spend money. Dude, the only time in my lifetime where I spend money on clothes is when we have like an acoustic Christmas or a weenie roast, because I don't want to look like a total slob in front of listeners, right? So...
Venmo Omar, so, if you want to help him get some nice clothes.
So I'm telling you this because I told my wife not to get me anything, right? So this is what my wife gets me.
TJ Maxx.
She gets me. She got me a couple items from TJ Maxx.
Oh.
She got me. She got me these workout grip things and a Bluetooth headset things.
Yeah,
you know,
like
to work out.
Workout grip
and
like some, for your forearm.
Yeah, and like workout bands. And I'm like, I have this full on like workout
gym
at home. You
yeah,
know?
That
like,
you built your with your own damn hands.
Exactly.
That
are
maybe she's trying to tell you your forearms are looking a little.
By the way, so thank you. That's part.
Maybe
of
you
it.
Need a little.
So I get that, and then I also get another workout thing. I forget what it was, but then she also got me like a facial cleanser. So I don't know. I don't know if she's like trying to tell me that
clean
I have bad
your face,
skin.
Clean your
oh
face.
Man.
Yeah. And then she got me a shave kit, like not like a shaver, but like the shaving lotion and the aftershave. Oh, and yeah. I'm like, so I don't shave enough.
Yeah,
like
you're looking scruffy.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And she also got me this air fryer that as seen on TV air fryer.
Love those.
And so I go to use it because I was like, oh, okay, maybe. And it's total just crap, dude.
Really?
It's terrible.
What happened?
So it's supposed to cook fries healthier.
Right.
You still have to add oil, but just a little bit of oil, mm-hmm. right? So you get this fries and it has this little basket, and then you kind of like brush a little oil on the fries, and it's supposed to be done in 15 minutes. So yeah, right. So after 15 minutes, I pull out a fry. It's like a limp fry, you know, when it's all soggy. It's like a limp fry. So I was like, okay, I'm going to leave it in for another 5 minutes. That's not as limp, you know? So now it, but I,
now
what
it's
I,
burnt.
What I thought it was going to be like set it and forget it, right? So I'm constantly checking this thing to make sure, you know, it's done. After like a half hour in there, I could have just fried them on my own, you know, and it would have been fine. So I kindly told my wife, I was like, you know what?
This we're thing
gonna-
is
No, it's like, you know, it's just like, oh, we're going to have to. So every single thing except for like the face wash, we're going to return.
All right.
But so, I told her.
By the way.
Didn't want anything.
I didn't want anything. Well, she's being nice. Right, look,
when did you exchange gifts?
On Christmas morning.
So on December 24th, she was at Kohl's or somewhere and went, oh, here's all this on the way to the checkout. Oh, the air fryer. Oh, yeah, I'll take this.
By the way, I love shopping last minute on Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah.
It's panic shopping.
I don't know
shopping.
How you do it, man.
But back to your air fryer.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what the hell I was going to say.
Good job.
Hold on. We can edit this.
No,
seriously.
I want you to come up with it. I want to
hear this.
Now.
Yeah.
Oh!
that was worth it.
I had a discussion with somebody about, as you get older, you don't want people to shop for you because we're adults. We can go out whatever we want. I think it was you, Omar. We heard, whatever you want, you just go out and buy it yourself.
That's nope. how I am.
I would never buy that for myself, though. Because, like you said, it's a lavish thing. But do I love it? Yeah.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't, like me personally.
I know. It's crazy. Powerful.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, how much is that thing? Or do you mind saying?
It's about $550
or
something.
Oh, my God.
$550?
That's crazy. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's a G3 Pro, bro.
That's great. Who makes
That's
it?
That's great.
Yeah, Theragun.
Hey, Theragun, if you're listening.
yeah, send them to the B team.
Yeah.
No, but you know what? So, but no clothes.
No, because, and I told my wife, I was just like, you know what? I've been seeing all these Coca-Cola hoodies. And I don't splurge on clothes.
The Kith one?
So that would be great, Dave. Like,
those
you know,
are like $300 a hoodie.
That's fine. You know what I mean?
You would never buy that. So if you said, here's a hoodie, it's like a high-end fashion one, you're like, this is amazing.
It'd be amazing, dude. Some there's this Coca-Cola tracksuit that Coca-Cola partnered with. I'm blanking right now. I forget. A high-end thing. They sell this place at a... I'm blanking at the fancy store now. But it was like a fancy schmancy store. And the Coca-Cola partnered with this clothing company. And it's a rad-looking tracksuit. And that's something I would appreciate. But yeah, like Dave's right. This like tracksuit was like $400. Again, nothing I would buy for myself, but I would totally rock, you know?
The people I shop for Christmas are my parents and my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
My dad has everything.
Yeah.
So I got him a Jamba Juice gift card because he likes Jamba Juice.
Perfect.
My mom has everything. I got her a massage to Burke Williams.
Perfect.
And then I told my parents, I was like, don't get me anything.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna use it. Yeah. I'm not gonna need it. For the first time ever, Mama Mugs and Papa Mugs came through.
Didn't give you anything?
You know what they got me?
Oh, no. Yeah, I would love to hear.
Some Apple earbuds. The AirPods.
Oh, the AirPods?
Whoa, that's hold cool. on.
That's
though.
Legit.
That's Wait, cool. hold
those
on.
Those are expensive,
yeah.
too.
Hold
They're like
on,
$200.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. Did you get the AirPods or the AirBuds Pro?
I don't know what the difference is. The white ones and they're wireless.
Yeah, but I mean, there's the ones that are just like the normal ones.
Yeah.
And then the ones that have the little plastic thing in the inside, because then they go in and then you can have it noise cancellation, transparency.
I don't have that one.
Oh, That's why I got Krista.
Oh, really?
And these are amazing.
Huh. Well, now yeah. I want those.
Well, yours sucks. Tell them back. And tell your parents. Yeah. Yo, spend the extra $50,
bro. I want
bro.
Some AirBuds, mommy.
speaking of just gifts, I think I should mention what I got my wife.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Did you open yours first or after?
Was it the air fryer?
I opened up mine first. And so I know for a fact that my wife can see the Amazon. When you purchase something, you could see it on the little app.
Yeah.
So I know for a fact, because I remember you gave me that little waffle maker. So yeah. I was like, I still want to buy her a proper waffle maker, right? So I got her a proper waffle maker. It was a good Cuisinart one. Yeah. And I knew she was going to see that on the Amazon thing. And I knew she was going to think like, ah, this asshole. The only thing he's going to get me is this stupid waffle maker, right? So then I actually went to the Apple store and I got her the iWatch, is it called?
Oh, yeah.
The iWatch, nice. She's been wanting it, right? So guess how long that iWatch has been in the box?
It's still in the box right now.
It's still in the box.
Yep, right now.
Yeah. And it's something she wanted.
By the way, you should take it back and go get your clothes.
I should.
And then be like, right? Even. We're good.
Even trade. I was just like, are you kidding me?
Nice.
Yeah. How was your New Year's? We have a lot of catching up to do. So,
I know. This is going to be a long episode.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
Press pause and come back later.
Literally the most low-key New Year's I've ever.
Oh, really?
Low-key. It was low-key.
Yeah. Lingo.
What does that mean?
Lingo there.
Yeah, so it was not lit? Is that what you're saying?
It wasn't that lit.
No.
Wait, your middle name's lit.
Right, it didn't get my middle name.
Oh, man.
When you get older, too, along with like gift buying and the holidays, New Year's Eve is just another day. It's like, I'm tired, I'm getting older.
Yeah.
I don't, I party normally like on every other day.
Yeah.
It is
amateur hour too, and it's a lot more dangerous on the roads. I definitely encountered, at least one drunk driver on the way home because I DJ'd a wedding.
And you saw him that day. Swerving?
Oh, yeah.
Did you call 911?
No. I should, I guess.
I'm wearing a snitch,
I'm not a snitch.
No, listen, hey. Not to like badmouth our system or anything, but I have called 911 on a drunk driver before.
Oh, yeah.
And the cops are like, how far away is he from you? I'm like, about 3 car lengths. And he's like, okay, cool. Well, just keep your distance. And I was like,
are you kidding? They didn't ask for a license plate or kind of make and model?
Nope. Mm-mm.
What?
Yeah, yeah, and this wasn't on a party weekend or anything. This was on a normal weekend. Because, I don't know why.
They don't have the resources.
But they put the signs out there.
Yes, I know.
See a drunk driver, call 911.
That's true.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's false advertisement.
And nothing.
We should sue them, bastards.
Like, dude, they're just like, keep a safe distance, and thank you for letting us know. I mean, listen, they could have easily sent
letting you know, you didn't take any information from me. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I gave them the license plate number. I volunteer that information.
Oh, okay.
They're like, okay, cool. How far are you? And they keep a safe distance.
Wow.
And thank you for calling. And I was like, okay.
That's crazy.
And as you're giving him the license number, he's like, 862. That's my. That's me.
The call is calling from inside the car.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Whoa, that scared me. I was like, what is that?
That was my stab.
So are you guys kind of peeps that, put in New Year's resolutions? Do you guys do that sort of thing?
How was your New Year's?
During the entire break, man, I've been really fortunate this year that a lot of B-holes and a lot of K-Rock listeners and a lot of Kevin and Bean listeners have hired me for the events.
You were busy, man.
So I was busy doing a lot of holiday parties.
You did a wedding on New Year's Eve, right?
So I did a wedding for New Year's Eve.
Part of those people.
Dude, they were so nice.
I bet they were, but not nice enough to not have their wedding on New Year's Eve.
It was a wedding / New Year's Eve party. So it was more.
Did they get married at midnight? Yay!
No.
Huzzah!
No. They got married like at 8 p.m. and then we partied for four hours and then celebrated and stuff. It was cool.
Nice.
It was cool. It was fun. But quick shout out to everybody who I DJ their wedding or event out to over the break. I DJed Robert and Suzanne's wedding, Andrew and Jessica's wedding, and Samantha and Josh's wedding. And special B-hole shout out to Chris and Hannah. They were legit K-Rock old school listeners. Like, not only are they K-Rock fans, but they're like father and mothers were. So very cool people. And I was again put in that situation where they came up to me and they were like, hey dude, like I was somebody, and I'm like, I'm not anybody, you know.
Yeah.
It's a good feeling. You kind of like feel like a D level celebrity a little bit, you know. But they were very nice, you know. And thank you everybody for you know hiring me that last year. And I hope to continue to service all the b-holes out there.
Yeah. If a b-hole wanted to get serviced, how would they?
You know what? The easiest way is just to log on my website djomarkhan.com, or you could just email me at omar@kiroq.com, and I'll give you all the information. I'll
you have
hook
to
you
log
up.
In. You can't just visit it.
Or visit it. Don't you log on to a website?
Yeah,
sort of.
You know what?
But I got some bad news about Josh and Samantha.
Uh-oh. What happened?
I'm no longer married.
Oh, my God. Say it's not so. Yeah, that one was down in San Diego. It was nice.
I want to shout out some special Kevin and Bean. Yeah.
Ding. It's fine. We're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, hey,
this
listen.
Is the show about
this is the B team.
Yes,
this is
right,
what we do.
Right.
By the way, we can have, you know, Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen fans, and most of them are Kevin and Bean fans, so it's all good.
We're still here for Kevin and Bean.
And by the way, exactly, we're still going to be, you know, talking about behind the scenes of the new show and also playing clips from the Kevin and Bean show as well.
Shout out to Jaime and Wendy, who I met at the Kings game.
Is it Jaime?
Is it Jaime? I met at the Kings game the other day. They saw me out on the deck, the top deck, the smoking patio. And
what were you smoking?
Wendy was very nice, and she offered me some good stuff.
Really? Oh, cool.
And I poured one out for all the people that were persecuted.
Into a glass?
Into a glass.
Oh, my God. I got to post that still.
Also, shout out to Edgar, who accidentally took my K-Rock sweatshirt from Tom's Urban, and I thought it was stolen. And he hit me up on Instagram. He's like, yo, I accidentally took it because I thought it was my girlfriend's. And he met back up.
Oh, cool.
And he gave it to me.
Oh,
so
that's nice.
Shout out to those guys.
He put bed bugs in your sweater. Oh,
that's why I'm itching today.
Yeah.
All right. So Hollywood Park. Yes. It's been so nice to us last year.
Wait, resolutions.
And bad. Oh, yeah. What about the resolutions?
Yeah, I don't do those anymore.
Okay.
I just break them. There's no point.
But do you make them, though? Oh,
no,
you
I
have
don't even
in the
make
past.
Them anymore.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't even make them anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I go, oh, I'm going to go eat healthier. Dude, I had Taco Bell New Year's Day.
But is that, like, a thing you want to be serious about, though?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
oh,
okay.
No, I mean, you got to assert goals, though. Like,
okay,
all right, for
no
this year, I have a goal.
No fast.
Well, be realistic. Come on, be realistic.
I know. I wanted to try to be realistic with fast food because it's, let's face it, it's great in a pinch, but I eat it too much, and it's not great for you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah,
that's
true. But okay, how about a realistic goal? Because there's no way in hell you're going to go a year without
all
fast
right.
food.
One,
so why don't you say maybe twice a month, my limit, fast food?
Dude, I was craving Taco Bell last night.
Yeah.
No offense to Del Taco, who's also a great.
How is it? It was so.
No, but I mean, like, yeah, why don't you go for twice a month, you're allowed fast food, and then that way it cuts down a lot.
Yeah.
Or,
that's
you
true.
Know, make some changes at home. If I had my way, and I didn't put on weight like Muggs probably puts on weight.
Yeah,
I would be Lizzo size. I would be, dude. You know what I mean? Because I would eat everything that's out there, and that's I love fast food. I've told you guys my stories, like you know, like after working out, I would just go to McDonald's, and get two different meals, and then a couple of cheeseburgers on the side.
After the last episode, I literally went and got a McGangbang just for the
my
photo,
God, dude.
Yeah. But I ate it. Yeah,
and again, that sounds so delicious.
It was
you know?
So good.
But I've learned in my life that's just. I can't do that.
Yeah.
So just make little changes.
Yeah. So Muggs, let's make a resolution right now for you.
Mm-hmm.
While you make it and put it out there to the b-hole so they can hold you accountable.
All right.
And then you could make it realistic so you could actually do it.
Okay.
So what's your resolution? F resolutions. Goal. What's your goal for 2020?
My goal is to stop masturbating so much.
God, that's. Mine's the opposite. I want to up the intake, dude. Kids are all around all the time. I'm like, I can't find my own time.
Daddy's doing that thing again.
Oh man.
What about you, Mr. Sanchez?
You know, it's funny. My friend asked me, like, "Hey, what's your resolution?" And of course, me being Mr. Cynical Man, don't buy any of that because you should live your day. You know, you should live your life a day at a time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But,
I mean,
but,
not to the fullest, but, you know, you can only deal with what you got now, right? So and then you think about ahead. So my resolution was, hey, to not die. And that way, you know, one day I'm going to break it. But until then,
I hope it's years from now.
I hope it's years from now.
Yeah, so you'll be successful.
I'm successful.
For a long ass time.
My goal,
huzzah.
My resolution, not to get shot. I don't want to walk out of here to the building and get shot.
Oh, don't hang around the hood boys or the hood. What are they called?
But I do have a goal, you know, like everyone has their little goals. And of course, it's always health, right? Because now, I mean, listen, we're kind of getting up there now.
We are.
So
speak for yourself.
I know. Well, you look like we feel.
No!
Like,
Darling.
But like now my goal is to sweat 4 times a week. That's to have a good sweat.
Have a good workout, yeah.
Or whatever.
Oh, no,
because
you do
I go to Shape
like
House,
that.
I play basketball, I have a workout.
Yeah.
You know,
sexual intercourse.
Or do sexual intercourse.
Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah.
Shout out to Krista. Yeah.
Go out on a hike, you know, like do something 4 times a week.
That's good. That's good.
And I think that's doable. I mean, I'm going to start on Monday. But
yeah, I mean, you know, I think the new year is like, you know, like I understand what you're saying. You should just live your life the way it is. But I think the new year, it's just a good reset button to kind of like, you know, focus on what I want to accomplish. You know, maybe I lost sight of some goals and some things that I want to, you know.
Actually, now that we're discussing this, is like a therapy session. I love this. I said earlier that I didn't really make one.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of did. And it's a real one. All kidding aside, to not get as stressed out. Over little things.
Right. Yeah. Oh, there it is. Dave has the answer. A $500.50 answer.
Don't let the stress, like, don't sweat the small stuff as much as I used to do.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, because like, it could get in your head.
And it brings on anxiety.
It affects your blood pressure.
And that shortens your life.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm a doctor, so.
Yes.
Dave is a doctor. Okay, could I move on to the.
No, what's yours?
Oh, mine? I don't have one. Oh, wait. Let's see.
Here I am telling this guy just to make not even a resolution, just a goal.
Well, is this a goal? It's just something I just started doing.
Okay.
I don't know
what
if it's
is
a goal.
It? What is
so
it?
I started making.
We'll be the judge.
I'm going to start making dinner for my girls Monday through Friday and then let my wife handle the weekends because I am fortunate enough to be able to be home like, you know, an hour beforehand. And I did a little bit of research and did some recipes. And then Monday was my first day of making dinner on the regular because I've also the girls are very picky eaters and we've tried almost everything except making new recipes, right? And my wife just doesn't have the time or energy when she gets home to do that, you know, and then get the kids, you know, to their bed routine or whatever. So I'm taking it upon myself this time to, you know, get home, start them on the homework, and then I'm going to go get a quick workout in, then get back, shower up, and then start dinner. And
yeah, we know what that workout is.
And all kids, do your homework.
Hurry up. Daddy, take your time.
I need some alone time.
Daddy, why is daddy in the closet? Mommy, why is... Wow.
And
why is daddy in the closet?
So...
another reason. Oh. Daughter.
So then I make dinner, and these are all dinners that can be done in 30 minutes to 45 minutes.
Damn air fryer.
So, exactly. So that's
with the Instant Pot.
So there's a couple of recipes, you know, that I haven't done yet, but they're Instant Pot ones. And yesterday I made this, it's called sausage stromboli. Maybe I'll make it for you guys and bring it in.
Nice.
Because I was blown away, first of all, how easy it was, and second of all, how good it was. And my kids ate it up. And that
made you happy. You're like,
it was the best feeling ever because my kids are so goddamn picky. Yeah. And there was only a few ingredients, and the entire thing took me 20 minutes. 20 minutes. And I mean, it was, it, no, no, 25 minutes. 25 minutes,
wow,
yeah.
Wow.
25
minutes,
right?
Minutes. Oh, man.
Dude, I'm telling you, dude, when you're cooking. And then also, like, you know, I'm very, you know, I worked at Baker's for a long time. And then, you know.
Lucky.
I was kind of like, you know, a fast food cook.
Yeah.
So I kind of like get the hang of it or whatever, and I clean as I go. My wife, on the other hand, she doesn't clean as she goes. So when she's done cooking, there's just
a pile up.
Oh my Lord. Yeah. So I wasn't a huge fan of that. So that's one thing that I've changed
goal.
In my life.
That's
yeah.
a good goal.
Yeah.
But have you made your kids your famous balls?
They don't like meatballs, man. I know. My kids, I don't know. They don't like meatballs, bro. I don't
wow,
know.
You should make them.
I know. Meals. I know. I'm like, here.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, is that a thing? They're my daughters, man.
What the hell? Well, I'm just saying, you should be like, hey, these meatballs are really good. Eat them.
Okay. Are we good? Are we good? Did we cover everything?
Wait, did we cover
caught up?
Party at the park.
Let's go to Party at the Park. So Dave's going to miss this this one.
Don't be too bummed.
Because he's going to be... where are you going?
I got to go to Vegas.
Oh, we didn't even cover Dave's two parties in one night,
that's
New
right.
Year's Eve thing. Should we talk about that?
Sure. It's not that exciting. Because
that seems like the worst thing in... like
two parties on New Year's Eve?
Well, even one party at this point for me.
Yeah. Just well, like, you know. They weren't even parties. So my New Year's... My holidays consisted of this. I traveled on Christmas, and that reminds me. Mm-hmm. Hey, great job on the Christmas show.
Oh,
that
thanks.
Was,
thanks,
that, man. It was so fun, man. Everything
thanks.
Was well-produced.
Thanks. You want to hear a funny story about that?
Yeah.
So first of all, B-holes, give me about a week, and I'm going to post it on my website, because we can't legally... post it up on this. So I'm going to post it up on my website. But remember when we came in to produce it?
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, I'll just go to last year's session when we did it, and I'll call it up. And it'll be easier this year. Because of our cyber attack that we had earlier this year, I didn't have any of those files. I had the music, luckily, already kind of ripped or whatever, yeah. But I didn't have those sessions. So I had to come in and, restructure it, reprogram everything. And so I was telling Dave, oh, man, should I do it or should I take Friday off? And he was like, well, you know, whatever you do, but the sooner, you know, you get it done, the more stuff you could work on, you know, production for the new show. And I was like, yeah, you know what? I was going to work from home on Friday, but I decided to come in on Friday. I knocked out the Christmas show, I put it in the system, and then a freaking cyber attack happened over the weekend. If I had not produced that thing on Friday, Dave, there would have been no Christmas show, because I came in Monday at work, and I literally stayed here. Oh, Bucks, you were here for a couple hours, kind of, you know, got the best situated.
All
as we
my
could.
Work, gone.
Yeah.
And gone.
Then, and then so I was just
no,
like, well.
I remember you when we finished the recording it.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, you know, I'll do it. I'm like, you know what? No, I could do it now.
If I didn't make that decision, man, there would have been no Christmas show, and we would have just lost everything.
Jeez. Yeah. Well, it was. I'm glad you did it, because it was fun.
Thanks.
But I traveled. I went to Colorado and had a great, relaxing time. Came back on New Year's Eve, right?
From Colorado.
Yeah, I flew in.
You flew in to LAX?
Yep.
Okay.
Easy peasy. Got in an Uber, took off. Got home. Put all my stuff away, which I was very proud of. Got ready, and
this is one of Dave's like huge accomplishments that he put everything in his drawers.
Have you guys ever traveled and then like get home? That's the last thing you want to do is put things away.
Yeah, I guess, but I mean, I'm not going to be proud of myself.
Oh my god, dude! The only thing that makes me feel better than putting all my crap away after I travel is when I do laundry in one day.
Yes.
No, honestly, like
who doesn't do laundry? Like it's so
that's this
so,
guy.
Like it's so funny that you brought that up, because I have to do laundry today, and I know when I get home, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to put my clothes in the washer, and then an hour later, put it in the dryer, and then another like 45 minutes later, I'll fold it up and put it away. That's it.
So easy.
It is easy. And in between, I'm going to be doing watching the kids, helping them with their homework, starting dinner. It's
right,
not
we'll
too
see,
hard.
We'll see. I want a progress report tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. Tomorrow we're going to sort of turn on the mics and go like. I did it, and then I did it. You know.
All right.
I've literally done laundry to the point where I've put them in the washing machine. It's done. It's spun dry, and then they just sit all musty in the washing machine.
Oh no!
I have to like redo them.
I haven't done that in like 10 years.
I haven't
Over
done that
years.
Since I lived at like at home. You
yeah,
know,
yeah, yeah.
There
yeah.
So,
oh man,
no,
that's the worst.
It is
the
worst, because
the worst.
It's like it's even like,
yeah, you're like
crustier.
Yeah, like, you're like,
yeah.
Oh,
it smells like mildew.
I mean, I've done like the problem is putting it away. Because then you're it's just back in the hamper.
Listen, like, oh. Folding and putting away your clothes is the worst part of laundry by far, and I do hate it.
Not if you get the T-shirt folder.
Oh, what's that?
It's like
the board.
Yeah,
I've heard about this. Does it work?
Oh yeah.
Is it faster?
Oh geez.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily faster, but it folds your shirts like store quality.
That's kind of cool. Yeah, I might have to invest in one
it's
of those.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you shouldn't be stacking the shirts anyways. But
why?
Because you should be real Marie Kondo style. It's safe space.
She's a bitch, dude.
How does she
I try
space?
To watch that show.
Because
man,
when the shirts
face.
Are like squares and they rise up, when the way she folds them, they're little pockets. And it's amazing.
Yeah, really? But you have to put them in drawers. Like,
yeah,
I have
you
shelves.
Have to, yeah.
I have shelves.
Oh, yeah. Really? I hang my shirts, so, you know.
Even your T-shirts?
My T-shirts. That's the ones I hang. Yeah, that's all I hang.
Wait, you hang your T-shirts? You don't fold your T-shirts?
Nope, all in the closet.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
pants folded, yeah, everything else. Okay. Anyways, ooh,
okay,
you know,
so
clothes talk, yeah. Anyways, so
clothing talk,
yeah. How do you fold your clothes? Email us at djomarcon.com. and by the way, that's not his real email.
No.
It's just Omar at Kira. Yep. Yeah, so then I flew in.
We're back, baby. Yeah. We're back and better than ever.
You wanted this. You did this to yourselves. So put everything away. And then our friends hit us up and we're like, hey, we live in Marina Del Rey. They're setting up the fireworks at 9 o'clock. They're going off. We said, sure. And then fireworks go off. And my friend made these tequila drinks. And
okay.
I don't drink tequila.
Okay, yeah. Tequila's nasty.
Yeah. The way she made them, they were delicious.
Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't a margarita. I don't even know what it had some, like, it was very citrusy.
Okay.
So I had about three or four of those, and I'm okay. Like, ooh, all right. So it's about it's about 10 o'clock, and we have to go to this other party, the original party we were supposed to go to. And luckily for me, my girlfriend's not drinking right now,
mm-hmm.
So she's able to drive, and she just drove us to this party, and then my friend's like, oh, we got to drink champagne. I was like, dude, I was drinking tequila. He's like, nope, champagne it is.
Wow.
And we started drinking champagne, so I was like a college kid again, just drinking everything. But the cool thing was my friend ordered a bunch of McDonald's. That was the catering for his party.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
It was, dude.
So good.
By the time we got there, all the chicken nuggets were gone.
Yeah.
He said he ordered about 100, 200 chicken nuggets.
Wow.
And they were all gone.
Right.
So there was a bunch of like Big Macs and like cheeseburgers and
still,
stuff like that.
That's
and
awesome.
A big just plate
fries?
Of fries. Oh. Yeah, but they were all cold. Yeah. I was like,
oh, man.
Cold McDonald's fries are the worst.
Yeah.
So after the countdown goes on, and then I'm in bed by 1:15.
So that was in LA somewhere?
No, it was in Woodland Hills.
Oh, Woodland Hills.
Yeah,
damn.
But no one on the road, man.
Oh, okay. So you got
no
home quickly.
No one on the road. Got home quickly.
Damn, man. That's still a lot of work.
Yeah, but
that's
it was
crazy.
Fun. It was all in one day, you know, flying, putting everything away. I was proud of myself. And then the next day, I took down all my Christmas decorations. Who
wow.
am I?
You're ruling. Dude, you're kicking 2020's ass.
I know. Not me. My girlfriend. She's the one who whipped my ass. She whipped my ass right into it.
Well, good for Krista.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about the Hollywood Park Casino. Muggs and I are gonna be there. Did we ever get to where you're going to be in Vegas? We're all over the place this episode. Oh, you see, when are you going to Vegas? Oh, this is another stupid story. Dave's going to Vegas for a baby shower.
Yes.
You dumbass. By the way, not for the actual baby shower,
nope.
Just for something like the after baby shower?
For the hour, remaining hour of
yes.
The
so,
this doesn't make any sense to me.
Listen, I ain't complaining.
Okay.
Because I don't want to go to baby shower. Baby showers are not for us. Right? Yeah, I just went to one last week.
Omar's baby shower was dope.
Thanks. Yeah, it was like a party.
I remember that. Yeah. Yeah. So
I
this
remember.
this baby shower is in Las Vegas. We're going for the weekend. Our friends live in Vegas. But the men are only invited for the last hour of the baby shower, which by me.
All right.
So
yeah, there's Vegas out there.
So yeah, so we're gonna go do our thing. And by the way, as a request to the new baby mama, she's all like, just take my boyfriend and get him drunk or go get drunk with him.
Oh wow.
You know, and then you guys come back and then we'll have a good time and then the party's over.
Wow.
Mind you, this is on Sunday though.
These people are like the evil people. They're having a baby out of wedlock and they're just having the baby shower in Vegas and the dude's gonna get drunk. These people are gonna make hell of a parents.
Yeah. But then I gotta fly home.
Oh, because you have work.
I got work the
you
next
got
day.
Work the next day. Man, that sounds like a bad plan, dude.
Well, I'll let you
what
know.
What time's your flight?
At 8 something.
Oh, my God. That's going to be rough.
Yeah.
And
what?
When are you flying back?
He just said 8 something.
On Sunday.
Are you on a delay?
Yeah. Can you put money on the football games for me?
Oh, there you go.
He's
going to be there on...
Wait, when are you getting there?
Friday.
Can you put money on the football games for me?
Sure, I'll take a percentage. Yeah.
Dude, I thought you quit the gambling stuff.
Oh, not if I know somebody who's in Vegas. I don't do it on my phone anymore.
Oh, really?
Is that all right, cool.
Awesome. Okay.
There's a shipping and handling fee, but yeah.
So what, the Niners versus the Vikings?
Let's get Muggs' picks right now. Let's do this.
Let me pull up.
Muggs, are you... historically, are you a relatively good gambler?
Not really.
So, okay. Well, at least he's honest about it. However, listen, I will say, I didn't really bet until 2 years ago when I went down to Las Vegas for March Madness.
Oh, it's fun though, right?
It
and
makes
won,
it
right?
so much better.
Won,
oh, I won like $1,000,
yeah,
man.
See, that's worth
it. Yeah, it was super fun. But then now I understand, even if you don't win, it makes it
still
so much
fun.
More exciting.
I do this thing.
You're like, I paid $20 to make this game fun because who cares about the 16 and the 12
exactly.
or whatever.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I talked to Dr. Drew about this. Like, my addiction, part of it was sports gambling. I would just do it just gratuitously.
Yeah.
This thing that I do during the regular NFL season is a weekly pick 'em, and it's $100 for the whole entire season.
Okay.
So that satisfies my urge.
Right.
But if I find out somebody's going to Vegas, like Dave,
yeah,
and you're going to be in a sports book. In a
so
casino?
Are you just like randomly asking all the employees here, are you going to Vegas? Are you going to Vegas this weekend?
Well, you know what? No, but
hey, I was going to Vegas. Are you going to Vegas?
Want to hear something crazy, though?
Yeah.
I really contemplated driving down there like one day after work.
Oh, man, that's hardcore.
Going to the sports book and then driving right
you
back.
You have a problem, Scott.
You should do that.
But then I thought about it.
You should do that.
No.
I'll do it with you.
You should not do that.
You should do
you
that.
You get to stay there. I have to come back and do the party at the park.
No. I'm saying like on a different day, like maybe
just
next
to
week.
Drive just for like drive an hour?
Just to put the money back. And then if you win, we'll go back.
I mean, yeah.
If you're driving, I'll just go for a ride.
There you go.
I'll just go for a ride.
Dave and I have done that drive.
I thought about it.
We go party one night, and we're like back in like San Bernardino County, like at 7 a.m.
Yeah. So you want to hear my picks?
Yeah. What's your picks?
All right, my picks. So on Saturday's game, Dave, I'm going to need you to put San Francisco on the money line. Straight up.
San Francisco, they're be so playing the Vikings, yeah. And that's where we're going to be at the Hollywood Park.
We're going to be at Hollywood
Park. We'll eventually
Park
get to the plug.
Yeah. All right, go ahead. So we'll be watching that game, and then directly after that game is...
Wait, hold on. You're doing a pick 'em for San Francisco.
But I mean, it's going to be a parlay.
Why now?
Pick 'em. Pick 'em.
I'm going to give you four teams. To all money line, all straight up, no spread.
Oh, straight up, no spread. Okay. Right.
So this is going to go on one ticket.
So it's a parlay.
Yes, four pick 'em parlay, okay?
All right, so Niners, go.
So Niners. Okay, and then Tennessee at Baltimore. Baltimore, obviously. And then we got Sunday's games at noon, Houston at Kansas City. Kansas City. Excuse me. This is going to be the tough one.
Yeah, gambling makes them burpy.
This is going to be the tough one. Right after that game on Sunday, you got Seattle at Green Bay.
Yeah.
I gotta go Seattle.
Wow, you're really reaching out there, buddy.
Well, they're not favored. They're underdogs. So.
Yeah, but they're also 7-1. They're also 8-1 on the road. You know about this, Omar, how Russell Wilson only has one loss in the road this year.
Oh, Russell Wilson, I know. And then he was like on that island, and then he's like, come on, Mr. Wilson. And then like, with the slingshot. And then, you know, you play tennis with the Wilson. Psh, yeah, man, I know about Wilson.
It's Castaway in tennis balls.
Oh, my ball.
Anyway.
My ball. My bad. We're back, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So if my calculation's correct.
Have we started the podcast
yet? We haven't played the intro.
All right.
According to my history of gambling and how like so close I get, I'm gonna win all three games the beginning, and then I'm gonna lose the last one.
Oh,
but at least I'll be in it until the last one.
Okay, so
you want to hear my hot take?
Go ahead and take the three picks, and then just flip the last one, and then you will be a winner.
Take Green Bay.
Yep.
Yeah.
My hot take is that Baltimore is gonna lose. Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm not rooting for him to lose because I want to see KC Baltimore. But
this year was like one of the hardest. I thank God that I did not have access to sports gambling on my phone because this is one of the hardest NFL years ever.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was.
It was.
Why? What do you mean?
Because it was just it was unpredictable.
Teams that are supposed to be upsets.
Oh, really?
Get blown out or lose. Yeah.
But then, I mean, that's a good thing that you didn't bet on it, though.
Yeah.
Because you would have lost so much money.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Because there's some people that will do a parlay, like sure things, and then one, like kind of like other one to win more money or whatever.
No, there were
right?
locks. Yeah. Like,
oh, really?
Locks are guaranteed wins that would lose.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So where are you guys going to be watching the game this weekend?
Hey, we're going to be at Hollywood Park on Saturday the 11th at 1 p.m. as we watch the take on the
Excuse me. San Francisco take on Minnesota.
Oh, my bad. That's right.
Yeah.
Beep, beep. are we even allowed to say the L word?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Should we talk about the Pooper Bowl party? Or the Pooper Bowl potty? Or no?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, so then... We'll be there.
Before you do that...
Yeah.
Shout out to Ken.
By the way, Ken.
Oh,
yeah.
Ken. B-hole Ken.
B-hole Ken.
B-hole Ken is the man.
He runs things down there at the Hollywood Park Casino, and he always takes care of us along with Arnie. He's such a good guy. Such a good guy, man. We always have the best time with him. And it's so much. If you guys have not been down there to Hollywood Park Casino and hung out with us, you guys need to go because, first of all, you have the master of ceremony here, Beer Mug. He just does an amazing job. All I'm doing is, you know, playing a little music in the background.
You keep
it going,
man.
The atmosphere is electric, you know?
Yeah.
And I think for the playoffs, you should come down because I think we're going to step up our game.
Yep.
You know, we always have give away a lot of cash, TVs, jerseys, and then we're going to do the Pooper Bowl potty, and that's going to be on February 2nd, and we're going to take it next level. We're going to take over the back, I think. We're still in discussions if we're going to have a little stage.
There's going to be a cash machine.
Like there possibly a cash machine. We're definitely going to be doing rock, paper, scissors for prizes because I think that's funny.
It is funny.
And, you know, maybe tic-tac-toe competition. We'll see. We're just, you know, brainstorming here. Yeah. But it's definitely going to be exciting. So, yes, we're going to be here. We're going to be there Saturday on the 11th as we watch the San Francisco take on the Minnesota.
Francisco's take on the Minnesota.
Yeah, and then on the Super Bowl day, we're going to be there, you know, probably starting at 2, probably show up an hour early, maybe, you know, to pre-party a little bit. And we still don't know all the details. It might be, you know, first come, first serve, or they might be selling tickets, and it's going to be like a buffet thing. So you pay like your $40, and then you get unlimited buffalo wings, sliders, and drinks.
Baby.
Not alcoholic drinks, but like regular sodas and stuff, yeah. And if you get, the setup is really cool.
Yeah.
So the setup's cool, and the food is really delicious.
Yeah, and Ken, if we were wrong about this, then don't worry about it. We'll just disregard.
No, I'm saying, like, you know, we're thinking about all this stuff. As we know who's in the Super Bowl, we'll kind of like solidify everything and make sure everything's, you know, dotted and crossed, and we'll give you guys all the details.
I'll consider it a date, baby.
But just make sure, you know, you kind of like, if you don't have anywhere to watch the Pooper Bowl, and you know, you want a location to check it out, come hang out with us. It's gonna be fun.
Absolutely,
it's gonna be fun.
I just have a quick disclaimer.
Okay,
Pooper Bowl is not sponsored by Honolulu Park Casino. Okay,
thank you. All right.
Hey, should we start the show?
Hey, we haven't played the intro yet.
No.
How long has it been for this?
It's been about 50 minutes.
Holy
so far.
Crap!
So
we have a record.
Well, we had a lot to catch up on, guys.
Yeah. That was quality. We should
just end it here.
We should just end it here and then release it in two. Then continue going.
See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Come along now. Take a ride with the BT. Let's get together and take a look behind the scenes. Talking about Kevin and Bean. Come on, let's start the show. Everybody grab your Vaseline. The B Team. Yeah. The B Team. The B Team.
Oh, that's right.
The B Team.
Baby! That's right. This is the B Team. I believe this is episode 89.
We're back.
If it's not, then I'm sorry. My name is DJ Omar Khan, Imaging Director of the Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen show.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, let's see how long it'll take me to screw up. But the producer of that show is Dave Sanchez, right here to the right of me.
Hey.
And also to the right of me, we have Muggos.
Yo!
Yeah, by the way, I said Kevin and Bean about 4 times already to guest.
Oh, have you
really? Oh. Yeah. So,
let's be honest.
Yeah.
Well, not only is it off air, but just like Ali says, hey, we've been on the Kevin and Bean show, working on the Kevin and Bean show.
Yeah.
Like, personally, for me, since 2003.
Yeah.
2003 or 2002.
Short timer.
Like that, you know what I mean? So, yeah. So, hey, it's going to take a little getting used to the name. And Muggos has, you know, stepped up his presence on the air. How do you feel about that, Muggs? Like, is it, like, good? Is it
fun?
Stressful. Yeah. Is it fun? Or, like, give me some perspective on how you feel, you know, being asked to step up and kind of be included in more breaks.
Look, I could be doing one or two things. I could be digging ditches for a living. Or I could be going into a radio studio and being an idiot.
Which you're very good at.
Thank you.
You can dig ditches and be an
idiot. And by the way, that's not like a diss. You're good at being tomfoolery. Is that the right? You know what I mean?
Shenanigans.
Exactly. You're great at that. Which
Tempenis, man, was great today.
Oh, it was awesome. It was awesome. Yeah, for sure.
I wouldn't say that.
All right. So on this B Team episode, we're going to have a best of Bean, and we're going to try to go through your Afro calls and a lot of good stuff. This is, you know, how we roll. Is like I'm very ill prepared for this episode.
Love it.
So, but I did want to start off with another production piece that our buddy Tim did for us.
Our buddy Tim, does he have a butthole?
This is the guy with the butthole. Oh. This is not the Tim without the butthole. But check this out.
The butthole.
And now, the moment with Dave.
That was real, by the way. You don't make that deep fake. So, yeah.
Deep bruh of fake.
Wait,
well
what?
Said, Dave.
Oh, nice.
That was a moment with Dave.
Wait, I wasn't listening. Can you play it again?
What's right? Dave was legit looking at his phone during when I played that audio.
I didn't realize that there was actual audio. I heard the intro to it.
Okay. By Tim.
Here, listen.
And now, the moment with Dave.
That was real, by the way. You don't make that deep fake. So, yeah.
Deep bruh of fake. Well said, Dave.
And that was
a moment with Dave.
I love it.
Oh my
God. Was that from the B team?
That was probably from the B team.
Oh wow.
So now people are making moments with or
I
Tim
love
is,
it,
you know,
Tim.
That's awesome.
I am honored to be the first moment with
love
from
it.
The B team.
Bro of
thanks, bleh. Man. Let's get into a So That Happened, and this is I'm gonna have to yell at Muggs here, or maybe I'm gonna have to bring in Destiny and yell at her because let's get into it.
So that happened. How did that really go down? We're gonna break it on down. We hope to enlighten. So that happened.
Last year on...
Turn that off.
Oh, my God. That freaked me out. That always freaks me out. So last year, we introduced Kevin and Bean audience to little Timmy Lindbergh.
Oh!
And that's a little 8-year-old guy from Encino, California, who hates his mom, wants to kill his mom.
By the way, 8-year-old guy.
Yo, sorry. Technically.
Yeah,
okay,
sure.
So we do this bit, and it's Jensen in my studio through a voice changer, and... So we hadn't done it in a long time. I mean, how many times? Oh, the first time that we did it, I wasn't here.
Right.
So there was a bit of a cluster F on the air because you have to make sure there's different buttons that are pressed and not pressed and things are routed a certain way. However, with that said, when you're doing this kind of bit with a talent in this studio and we have talent in the other studio and I'm playing sound effects here and there, there's so many moving parts. We always want to double check everything, triple check, make sure there's nothing wrong, because there have been times where I'm in the studio and I just overlook one button. That's all it takes to make it a big cluster F, right?
Yep.
So we're doing the bit and I'm in here and Jensen wants to play a little bed and, you know, we have the bed and Kevin in the air studio, you guys have no idea about the bed because I was going to do the check. And when I did the check, that's when I was going to tell you, hey, just so you guys know, we have the bed that we're going to play when little Timmy's reading his letter.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting here like a dumbass. I'm like chiming in. I'm like, check. I mean, are we good? Can we check? Nothing. So Jensen and I were like, you know, just standing here, and right now in our headphones, we're not hearing anything because I don't have the station engaged because I'm waiting for the check so I could check without the station, make sure you're good. So I'm here like not listening to the station, and I'm like, man, what the hell's taking him so long? And I'm kind of being a little understanding because we have a new board op, Destiny. So I'm thinking in my head, Beer Mug's probably taking the time to show her the ropes, and this is how you do it because it's kind of complicated, right? So I'm like, oh, the song's going to be fading pretty soon, I'm thinking in my head. And this is dumbass on my thing. I don't even, like, you know, turn it on to, like, you know, monitor it. So I'm running into the air studio, and they're turning on their mics. And I'm like, what? Hey, are we good? Like, I'm in panic mode. I'm like, are we good? And then Beer Mug or somebody says, no, we heard you. I'm like, that doesn't mean we're good. You know? So I run back in here. The song's fading. And so I don't hear how bad Kevin set this whole bit up because it was totally poorly done. Like, I don't even understand how the listener knew what was happening. We understood the competition. It totally blew my mind. So... when finally at this, so I'm going to play the audio. When finally Kevin goes to Timmy, we're literally just barely turning the show on. And we're like, oh, they're going to us already. It was that. We cut it that close. So let's listen to it. And also, please listen to how there is no explanation of the game. Or it's very, very, very convoluted or not. It's definitely not explained properly, but let's check this out.
We have tickets to see Coldplay when they play the HD Radio Sound Space. I don't know if you guys remember over the holidays, little Timothy Lindbergh or Lundberg, I forget his name.
Yeah, he was an 8.
I don't know why I don't have your mic on.
Okay, there's a strike one.
Strike one.
Strike one. Strike one.
Foul tip.
Okay.
Lundberg, I forget his name.
Foul tip.
Lundberg, I forget his name.
Yeah, he was an 8.
Well, that's actually two. Lundberg and then...
Lundberg, yeah. I forget his name.
Yeah, no, you didn't know his name.
Okay.
Lundberg, I forget his name.
Yeah, he was an 8.
I don't know why I don't have your mic on.
An 8-year-old from Tarzana.
Yes.
I believe.
And he kept writing.
So there's strike three.
That was
it's from Encino. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, that's bad on Allie. Okay?
From Tarzana.
Yes.
I believe.
And he kept writing.
Encino?
Yeah, thanks for the.
So Jensen, at this point, we don't have any idea what you guys are saying.
Nice.
We had no idea.
Correction.
Nice.
That's important. Between Encino and Tarzana, which are half a mile apart.
By the way, why is he yelling at you? You had just the right information. Jesus Christ, dude.
That's what happens.
He was writing to Santa, though.
Hey, Allie's like, oh my God, Kevin just got so angry for no reason.
He was writing to Santa the whole time.
He was.
But he's changed now that the holidays are over.
Okay.
And this is Dear K-Rock, Love, Kimmy.
Okay.
Okay.
Until that point, before we hit the intro, do you have any idea what the game is?
Nope.
Right?
No, we're doing something. Maybe he'll explain it after the intro.
Let's listen in.
Little Timothy Lindbergh has lost his way.
Okay, we know
from
how it
Encino.
Goes. Okay, and then wait. I think it's very important to play the intro because I kind of explain a little bit of how the game is in the intro.
Little Timothy Lindbergh has lost his way. He can remember song titles from Coldplay, so he'll write K-Rock, and hopefully we can save the day. Dear K-Rock, love Timmy.
Timmy, how do you think it's going?
So right towards the tail end of that is when we finally started listening, and we're like, oh my God,
that's the theme.
Yeah, but dude, listen to it. Jensen did not skip a beat.
Timmy, how do you think it's going?
Hi guys.
Hi. Right on.
I'm from Encino. It's much nicer.
Okay, all right.
Oh, my bad. Are you 8?
I'm 8 years old.
Okay, cool.
Oh, maybe Jensen listened to it earlier. Maybe, you know what? He had his headphones on. I didn't put mine on until then. So that's what it was.
That was your fault.
Timmy, how do you think it's
going? Well, it was me. I think I was panicking because I was just running in here.
Timmy, how do you think it's going?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I'm from Encino. It's much nicer.
Okay, all right.
Oh, my bad. Are you 8?
I'm 8 years old.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
okay,
and I'm so happy you guys are getting my letter.
Yeah.
We are. So you were writing to Santa, mm-hmm. but now that, Santa times are over, you're writing to us about Coldplay?
Yeah, I really like Coldplay, but I never remember the names of the songs.
Oh, okay.
But I love the jams.
Also, I don't have any of your letters with me. Can you read them?
Yes.
Do you mind?
Oh, I have no problem doing that.
Okay. All mm-hmm. right. So let's play a game. So.
Okay. At this point, as a listener, do you have any idea what you're supposed to be doing?
So I know you're playing a game.
Okay.
And I know Timmy's writing letters.
Yep.
And he doesn't know the songs.
Right.
Okay. That's all you know. That's all I know.
So as a listener, are you confused as F?
Yeah.
I was confused. Right. Okay.
So let's play a game. So what
quite
the
a bit if God. He didn't.
So what the listeners need to do is just give us a Coldplay song title. All right?
Okay. Yeah. Wait,
let's go to...
But
give us a Coldplay. So
what?
So technically, if they would have just said Yellow, do
Boom.
I win?
I know, right?
Song title. All right.
Yeah.
Let's go to Tanya in the LBC. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning. What up, B team?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tanya.
Good morning. What up, B team?
Hi, Tanya.
Hey.
You a big Coldplay fan?
I am. They're on my bucket list. I have to see them.
Well, hopefully, you'll be able to help me. Can I read my letter to you?
Sure.
God bless you, Tanya, for
that was awesome.
Oh my God.
She sent me an Instagram message. She got in the DMs.
I know Tanya.
Like Omar.
Oh, do you?
Do you?
Yeah, no, I met her at this place in Huntington Beach.
Oh, good story. Yeah, but she said, hey, give you guys a shout out. I was like, I know, I heard. That was
I
awesome.
Love that.
Thank you.
It was awesome. Very much appreciated. Now, I'm not saying this because I don't think Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen would appreciate it. But hey, B-Holes, if you ever get it on the air, want to give us a shout out every single time, I think it would be hilarious.
Time.
You know what I mean? So, by the way, even if you're that, this is Santa Monica guy, this is the B team in Santa Monica.
You gotta be, but you have to be him. No imposters.
Sorry, my bad.
And leave a 1-star review for name?
No, I'm just kidding. Oh man. All right, so that was
a throwback.
Oh man, dude, but I love that game when we did it with Santa.
Yeah.
I think we had the kinks kind of worked out when we did with Santa. This one just felt uneasy the entire way through. How about you?
Just
because of the setup, and I was like, man, I'm very unclear. I'm supposed to know how the game works, and I was confused.
Yeah, this one was a little rough, but it was fun to hear Timmy. I like Timmy.
Timmy
hates his mom.
That being said, it kind of went okay on the air.
Yeah. No, and by
after
the way,
all that's why you guys are good.
Yeah.
Because after all that's going on. On the air, it's hey.
Yeah, for sure. And
it's a cool segment.
Nothing gets more behind the scenes than that. Because, man, literally, we're just scrambling at the last minute. We're like, I don't know what's happening. Yeah, it was crazy. So that dickbag Bean died. And he's
R.I.P. Bean.
Wearing a funny little hat now. Like he's like a newsie.
He looks like Pip.
Yeah. Hey, I'm Pip. So I don't know if he's playing for the team now,
Come on.
But let's get into a Best of Bean.
The best,
Bean. Oh, before so before we get to the bit, I forgot we had this, but remember during the end of last year, one of the last Afro times, one of the last Afro calls segments that we did, we had a guy call in and he did a parody of What's My Age Again, but he did it with the words Bean fell off the stage again. So somebody took it upon themselves to actually produce it. Check this out.
So hear me out. It was a Sunday night at the Forum, one night a few years ago. No doubts about a place, they're being introduced by K-Rock, Kevin, and Bean. And that's about the time that Bean fell off stage. We should all have seen it coming. But you can't stop the show, it must go on. What the hell is wrong with Bean, my friend? You need to stay on stage. Bean fell off the stage. Bean fell off the stage.
How funny is it that B-Holes put in more work on our show
than we do?
I would just like to say I'm glad you guys are finding humor in one of Bean's worst nights. So,
hey, man, that was funny. okay, so I found a Best of Bean, and I'm going to make you guys
No. I thought it was funny because I was like, the Best of Bean is something someone else did about Bean.
That's an extra little bonus.
Nice.
So, I never heard this bit before, but I was just going through the hard drive that I have, and this popped up, and it was when Mr. Burcham went to Bean's house to fix a door. Do you guys ever remember hearing this?
Mm-mm.
So it's your call. Do you guys want to drop this in, or do you guys want to hear it and kind of comment as we go?
Well, I got to get a haircut and do work, so I think I vote for dropping.
Okay. I got to go pick up my kid.
Well, I'm outnumbered then. I wanted to hear it.
Okay.
Listen to it on the podcast.
All right. All right, we're just going to drop this in.
Drop in.
Hey, Mr. B.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm a little disturbed. Kevin?
Yeah.
Bean's got a problem.
Folks, I should tell you that Mr. Burcham was up at my place yesterday. How long have I been bugging him to fix that pocket door for me?
Listen, Bean, forget about the door.
About 6 months.
We need to do an intervention here.
Right, what's his problem, Mr. Burcham?
The whole animal thing is out of control, Kevin.
Yeah? What happened? What'd you see?
Well, you know how, you know, these things only get worse as time goes on. Like, old women who have 70 cats,
yeah.
Yeah.
They only had like 2 cats when they were in their 30s.
Right.
Bean has turtles in his tub.
He does. Oh. He has turtles in his bathtub.
Donna's out hosing herself off on cold winter nights because the turtles are in the tub.
Well, I want him to have, you know, sunlight and plenty of room.
Listen to reason. God put the beast on earth for riding, eating, and the occasional stag film, you know?
Now, hang on a second. Don't go there, Mr. Burcham.
The occasional...
Wait, we were there. We had a good time.
Yeah, we did.
Well, Mr. Burcham came up yesterday. We've been talking about this stupid door I've got upstairs that I could not get back on the track, and...
Hey, it's the doorbell at the Bean House. Head on downstairs. Hey, it's Mr. Burcham at the front door. I can't believe he's finally here. I've been pestering him to fix that damn door for 6 months. Hey, Mr. Burcham, how's it going?
Yeah, all right. Bean, listen, put on that frilly flowered apron you keep in the closet and go in there and make me some lemonade. The men are here. It's time to get some work done.
Listen, I assume you're here to fix that pocket door you heard so much about. You want to come up and take a look?
Well, I did want to work on the whole wife-swapping angle first, if we could talk about some of those details. Hammer those out, so to speak, before any of the actual tool unpacking goes down.
Well, Donna is not here right now. Tool unpacking? What do you have in mind?
You know what I'm saying. I got a utility belt with your name on it, Bean.
Let's go on upstairs and look at the door, Mr. Bean.
All right.
All right, Mr. Burcham, this is the master bedroom.
Oh, yeah, bigger than my entire house, thank you. You don't have any problem with the fact that I'm living in a shotgun shack. You're living in what I would typify as an estate, maybe a compound, and I'm coming over here and working for free.
No, I have no problem with that. Here's the door right now, as you can see, if you go ahead and try to pull that.
All right, leading into the crapper, too, huh?
I didn't design the place, all right? I just bought it.
What's the deal? You got no fart fan in here. What do you do for ventilation? I tell you, take the paint right off these walls. Yeah, it's ruined. If only a man could fix this, Bean.
That's why I called you up, Mr. Burcham. What can you do for me?
Well, I'll tell you what I can do. I can pull the door, undercut it, and put it back on the track. You can go over there and amuse yourself with those frilly soaps you collect, you moron.
This is Donna's bathroom. Those aren't my soaps.
Your wife's got her own crapper?
Yes. What the hell are you? The king of Persia?
You ever tried to share a bathroom with a woman? I don't want to do that.
My wife doubled down on the seat.
Oh. All right, listen. I see you got your tools here. The pocket door is in front of us. What do we need to make this thing sing, Mr. B?
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to need. We're going to need a six-pack of Pabst Tall Boys. I'm going to need some new seat covers and a new pack of Lucky Strikes. Your mule got into my car and ate those.
He's a donkey, by the way. He's not a mule.
Oh, the goat ate the seat covers.
That's possible.
The donkey I'm going to smack with a broom handle and get some hard candy out of later, like a big hairy pinata.
All right, so the tall boys and some seat covers. What else?
All right, back issues of Gent and Jugs.
All right, I'll try to find those for you.
And just some hard candy, like Smarties or something. But don't tell the guys. And lastly, I never do a job without Gordon Lightfoot's Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. So if you could pump some of that into the work area, I'd appreciate it.
All right, what do you have going on here, Mr. B?
I got my M-Glow AirMate 1.5 horsepower, 5-gallon compressor.
Will that do the job?
Well, it does it for me. Out of the way now. The men have to work here, Bean.
All right.
Bean the rancher.
Now, hang on a sec. Oh!
It's the sound of progress.
Now, how come you put your fingers right there under the bit when you do that?
Well, it's okay. It's got a safety on it over here. You may want to just go over there and polish your porcelain doll collection while I do the real work over here, Bean. Ah, no! Get the pliers and some Bactine over here. I'm not kidding. Oh, Christ. You got a flask of Jim Beam or something up here? I need something to cut the edge.
Well, is this thing going to close? It looks like you got it, Mr.
Brown. Now, stand back, Bean. I don't want you to louse it up with your presence, but take a looky here.
How about that? I got a pocket door.
Like butter, baby. And remember, if something goes wrong, you can't see it from my house.
All right, you got your magazines. The beer's on me. I want to thank you again for coming out to the ranch. I really appreciate your help.
Yeah, for tax purposes, I'm going to need greenbacks. You understand?
What do you mean?
Cash.
I'm paying you to come out.
Is there an ATM around here? Do you have it on you?
Mr. Richard, I thought this was like with the barn out back. I thought you were coming up because we were pals. I thought we were friends.
Bean, come on. Nobody likes you. Your wife doesn't like you. Jesus Christ doesn't like you. The mule barely tolerates you, Bean.
Will you take a check?
Is that your donkey?
Yeah, that's Happy.
Mr. B, sounds like you had a great time.
Yeah.
The important thing is that you fixed the door after only a quick 6 months of asking, and I really appreciate it, Mr.
That's right. I'm only out $8 gas. So good day.
Now, did he not give you any money?
No, he gave me nothing.
He
let me pet the donkey.
Is that what you kids are calling it? Now, Mr. Bertram, just give us, for 30 seconds, because none of the K-Rock listeners know what it's like to be at Bean's house. What's the story with he and his animals? Because I've been trying to put my finger on that for quite some time.
Well, the story is it's an unnatural kind of love, a kind of love that goes against God and humanity.
It's nothing
what
like...
Do you need to know? The guy doesn't like people. He likes bovine animals.
It's nothing like that.
They don't have a hoof. Forget it.
They're just pets. That's all it is.
Oh, no way
they're
is that true.
Just
no
pets.
Way is that true.
Pets don't need 5 acres of property to take a crap, Bean. They need a little box with some litter in it.
All right, Mr. Bertram, I can see that it's time for you to go.
All right. Is that Kevin or would that be Bean, the rancher?
That's Bean, the rancher, correct. Thanks again, Mr. B.
Glad I could give you a title.
That was funny.
That was funny, considering we just dropped that in, and I probably bleeped a lot of that stuff at the end there.
Yeah, Muggs, let me know how it was.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
All right, let's get into an inside joke. I've been getting a lot of Afro calls and emails about this one.
What's the inside joke? What's the inside joke? What's the inside joke?
Every time I hear it, I feel like a dope.
So, Allie, from time to time, when she feels really strongly about something, she will say, Mazaklan!
Thank you.
Just like that. Thank you.
Yep.
And people are just, like, bewildered. They're like, what the hell? And this is a very, very inside joke. And Dave, tell them where this came from and where it started, because this is amazing.
Oh, I don't know why. Oh, there was a commercial for tourism in Mexico,
mm-hmm.
and one of the cities was Mazatlan,
mm-hmm.
and they weren't saying it right, and I was saying it right, Mazatlan, and so Like everyone's
everybody
like
in the office is like, no.
Like hating on you,
and they were and they were and they were like no no, because Dave went there. He vacationed there.
Yeah.
So I was like,
yeah.
Dude, I know how they say it. I was there, but it was like everybody was like, no, it's Dave. There's no way he could be right.
Yeah. Yeah, so I played something and I just said, yo, Masakla, thank you. Yeah. And that's how
turns out Dave was right.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Which I'm normally am. Yeah. So just you shouldn't doubt me ever.
So that's it. That's the entire story. That's
but,
the entire
but
story.
But Allie brought it back out of nowhere.
It's like one of her favorite things.
Yeah, and it's funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious because it's so out of nowhere. It's just like, what? So that's the inside joke. There's I mean, it's really
mystery solved.
Boom.
It's still Mazatlan.
Okay, let's get into a Ralph rewind here. Do I do the loop first and then get into it or explain it first?
No, it's you explain it, then you go.
Okay, got it. So once about
Ralph
a time,
rewind,
and I remember this, man. It was hilarious, and there's a little remix production piece at the end of this. I don't remember if I did it or Jimmy James did it, but it's very funny. Remember when Ralph was living in an apartment building and he had a chanting neighbor?
Oh yeah,
and it was just like nonstop.
The gong,
exactly. So this recording that you're gonna hear is like truly, it was Ralph's neighbor, and then we are here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We do not fake the funk, so this is totally 100% real, and this is a Ralph rewind. And we're just gonna drop this in.
Drop it.
I forgot that part.
Mm-hmm. What you are about to hear, you will not believe.
Yeah,
you will not. I cannot believe that this is actually happening to Ralph.
Yeah. Imagine living next to it. My next door neighbor, who belonged to some cult or something.
Yeah.
And he's a chanter.
Now, how close a neighbor are we talking here, Ralph, in terms of distance from you to the other person?
Okay, I live in a duplex, which is, unlike some duplexes, it's a large house split down the middle. Mm-hmm. Right. So there's a two-bedroom apartment on the left-hand side and another on the right-hand side divided by a main wall that splits the building. Then to the left of my apartment is a driveway, which is my driveway, which goes into the backyard. So it's, the average width of a driveway is what, 10, 12 feet?
Somewhere, like that, yeah.
And then just beyond that is the next duplex. Mm-hmm. So this guy's windows face my windows across the span of this driveway.
And how often are we talking about him making this chanting noise?
Every day! But now the best part is, since I've talked to you about it last, is now he has brought new members to the flock.
More people.
So now when they do chant, there's a room full of, I don't know, 10 to 15 people all doing this.
And that goes on for how long at a time?
Usually an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Hour and a half of that noise?
Yes.
Non-stop?
Non-stop.
They don't even get up and take a 10-minute bathroom break?
Nope.
Oh, my God.
And this is just me holding a small handheld tape recorder up to my window.
That's unbelievable.
That's what I was saying. You will not believe.
That's the volume coming into my house.
Dude. That's honked up.
Well, at least there's variety in tune.
Yeah, this is like going to harmonies and stuff.
Ralph. Can you put it to a rave bed?
You know, and I'm trying to watch, I don't know, Jenna Jameson on vacation or something, whatever video I'm trying to watch, whatever, and that's bleeding through the walls.
All right, so here's what we need to know. We really need two things. We need somebody to interpret for us, is this a Buddhist thing? Is this, is it not a religious thing? Who knows what it is? 1-800-520-1067. And what should Ralph do? I understand that he is reluctant to go over there and screw with the guy's religion.
Over. Ralph, I'm coming over with you. We're going to go next door.
Great.
And you got to take
gonna,
that tape with you.
We're going to introduce ourselves. We're going to say, hi, how you doing? We're your neighbors, and we're...
I was
no, I mean... Ralph, it sounds like he's got some kind of a loudspeaker
system. Amplifier, yeah.
No, that's just him.
And
see, that's how he gets you. He'll stop and you say, oh, finally. And then he'll just take a breath and he'll go back in again.
Is he in robes or anything like that?
Listen to
the bell.
See, you're missing the bell. You got to listen to the tape.
What is that?
That's the gong he hits during the chanting. And then you say, all right, that's it. That's the end of it.
Ow! Teresa may have some insight into what these chants are all about. Teresa in Commerce. Hi, you're on K-Rock this morning. Good morning.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Teresa.
What they're saying is Nam-myoho-renge-kyo.
It doesn't sound like that at all, though.
Because they're slurring it because they've been saying it for hours. In the morning and the evening, they're doing what's called a gongyo. It's a group called SGI USA. It's the Soko Gakkai International, and they're all over the place. I have an ex-boyfriend who is very much into it, so I did that for a little bit. But but they believe the longer they chant, the more they'll get. So they want to do these marathon chanting, and that's all they'll say. They have beads, they have the gongs, and they'll sit there going, nam-myoho-renge-kyo, and it just keeps slurring.
Do they have some kind of microphone system to make it louder? Because it
doesn't
really...
it sound like that?
Yeah.
It's very annoying. Well, you should go to the actual, I don't know if they call it a church or the place they worship. But
yeah, I'd love to. That sounds great.
Well, now, I'm sorry, you ran so many of these terms that I'm unfamiliar with by me. Is this some sort of a deity that they're praying to?
It's a sect of Buddhism. It's not really a certain deity, but just kind of
to the universe?
Japanese thing, yeah.
Are they angry type people? Like if Ralph were to go over and say, hey, my name's Ralph, you know, that's a little bit loud. Would you mind keeping it down a little? Would they
embrace him and tell him, come join us and come sit with us and we'll get you what you want, because if you chant, this is what'll happen to you.
But what I want is for you to shut up. That's what I would say. How do I chant to get you to shut the F up?
Would it be considered offensive? Is it bad form to go up to somebody and ask them to tone down the prayer?
No, just that you're not into Buddhism, and it's a little loud, just especially because they want more people. The more people, the more powerful the prayer is. That's why it's so loud.
Is there anything about the closing of the windows? Can't they just close their own window?
It gets hot when there's a bunch of people in the room.
Oh, that's all.
Put on the air conditioning.
Yeah. Well, no kidding. You know. Yeah, they should be praying for an air conditioner is what they ought to be praying for. All right, Teresa, thank you. Eric is calling from Lakewood with more advice. Hi, Eric. You're on K-Rock.
Dude, this is not about being hot. They want you to hear this stuff, man. When I lived in Chicago, like all normal people and great people from Chicago do,
right,
we go over there and we say, dude, we're trying to sleep, man. And they become fanatical. I was in a very similar situation with the driveway. It was across the driveway.
Right.
They stood on my driveway and chanted to my window.
Oh my
dear
God.
Lord.
After I went over there. And I, you know, I did the whole get off my property thing. So they stood on the sidewalk next to my driveway.
Oh.
They put little statues on my porch every day. So when I came home, they sent me literature.
Oh, boy.
The guy told me that I need this. It's healing. Everybody should hear us. And, it goes on forever.
So if you bring it up, it's likely to escalate the situation and make it even worse than it is now.
Move, dude.
Ralph, if I were you, I would buy the world's largest sound system and just point the speakers at them. And every time they chant, I would play something super annoying.
I'm thinking of, Kevin, you know my solution to all of these things is the Freon air horn. I think I'm going to go into a Marine store and do
that.
Just in the window, just every time they chant.
Please do that, Ralph.
But please let Kevin go with you when you do it.
This is my religion. I pray to the air horn god.
One more call. Tim, Los Angeles. Good morning. You're on with K-Rock. What do you think Ralph ought to do?
My neighbors across the driveway are Hasidic, and I can handle the 10-gallon yarmulkes and the Wild West Undertaker outfits. But the thing is, I have a top-bottom duplex.
Yeah.
So next door, and it's a pretty nice neighborhood, but next door I literally have six families because they live one family to a bedroom.
Right.
Wow.
So when they chant, it sounds like Eddie Murphy and the Golden Child making fun of monks.
Wow.
So it's this sort of, like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to record it and play it back to them. You're halfway there.
You got it recorded. Now you just turn the speakers around and start playing the chanting back at them.
When I did that twice, the windows slam and they disappear.
Tim, thanks for the call. There is one tiny silver lining in this big black cloud. Ralph, I just got the report in from the music department. Apparently they have taken the chant and put it to a rave bed.
Oh.
It's a huge hit in Germany. I think we have a clip.
Great.
Apparently it's all over the dance clubs there, Ralph.
Heck, I can't dig this.
So congratulations. You started the trend.
I think I did that little remix with Ralph's chanting neighbor. I'm not sure, but yeah, definitely cool to hear Mr. Ralph Garman. If you want your Ralph Garman fix, you can find him on Patreon. Just search the Ralph Report, and it's like $3 a month on the lower level. If you want to be like a superior level where you come and like give you a rim job, it's like $20.
Whoa!
Is that not what happens?
I don't think so.
Okay, maybe he gets that little massager. Good action going. Thanks for listening to episode 89 of The B-Team.
The B-Team, yeah! The B-Team!
The B-Team.
Oh, that's right.
The B-Team.
Baby!
Do you think it's because we're in radio, I feel really cool when I hit the post? Like, yeah. I'm like, oh, man, that was a cool.
No, it's because we don't do that, and it's pretty cool to hit.
Flash yeah. Phillips.
Yeah.
Hey, can I mention something that we forgot to talk about?
Yes, please.
How we are cameo gods now.
Oh, man, that's another thing.
Yeah, we should play some of our cameos that we did for people over
we'll
the holidays.
Next week.
Yeah, but I just want to mention that we... Because we're the best, and no, I'm just kidding.
By the way,
no.
Listen, I don't like to pat myself on the back, but we're pretty goddamn good.
Ours are pretty good.
They're pretty awesome. Good.
Yeah, there may have been chest hair in one of them.
Yeah,
yeah,
and nipple.
But Cameo threw out this email about how if you you could participate in donating to the Australia fires is what's crazy. It's happening over there, and that between now and. January 17th, we're donating 5% of the Cameo proceeds from the talent and from Cameo themselves to the Wires, who are helping Australia's largest wildlife rescue organization.
That's cool.
So, hey, let's do it.
Yeah, for
sure. Let's do it. So if you ever wanted one, we upped the price a little bit to $15 because we want to help out more. So, you know. We need like four. Just give us, someone just needs four and we'll send $20 and it'll be
absolutely.
Cool.
Absolutely. And we're like, we did our part.
We did our part. Yeah.
We did our part.
So let's squish the fires.
Let's squish the fires. Hashtag let's squish the fires, baby. All right. I like it. Bonus track time. And I, man,
Look for me, Dave. And you get it. Yeah. Yeah. Dave Sanchez. And you'll get.
How did they find you? Because they were having problems finding you. Is it K-Rock KOM?
That's one of them, yeah.
Oh, okay,
or just search my name, yeah. And I come up, yeah. And then you get a bonus you get the real treat of beer mug and DJ Omar Khan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, this is a very Tim Markle heavy episode because he also sent me this other song, and it's a parody of Johnny Cash's Hurt, the version that
I heard this
covered.
One.
Oh,
yeah,
you did?
This one I didn't like.
You didn't like it?
No, I'm just kidding.
I thought it was funny.
I pooped my pants today.
Oh my god.
It smelled like rotten egg. I focused on the stench as it dripped right down my leg. I left it there to dry. That old familiar rash, I try to wipe it all away, but it only made things worse. What have I become? Your poopy friend. Everyone I know poops their pants in the end. And you could crap as well, right inside those pants. I will show you brown. I will make you squirm.
Wow.
Ooh. It's my favorite part. Oh, he really squirted that one out.
Oh, dude, I forgot something.
Okay.
All right, Dallas number.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mystery guest here.
I just got to leave a message for somebody.
Okay.
Yeah, so. But I want the B team in on this.
Hello.
Hey, Doe.
Who's this?
It's Dave.
What's up, Dave?
Hey, man. I'm sorry. I totally forgot. So we'll call you next week.
Hey, I need to tell the guys I need some babes, man.
Happy New Year, Doto. You need some babes. Say, do they have to be 5859?
5859.
Tell Jensen I need some babes.
Who's Jason? Who's Jason?
Hey, man. I thought it's one of your new guy to replace me.
His name? What's his name?
Last name Jensen.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Cool, man.
Jensen. First name.
Just joking, man.
All right,
no,
dude.
All right, Doe. Well, hey, man, sorry I couldn't call you today, but next week for sure.
Cool, man.
Hey, thanks, dude, give us some energy. Give me some of that good
I know,
old...
you're all chill. I thought you were like a normal dude.
Yeah. There it is.
Yeah.
Man,
tell
the guys I need some babes, man.
All right, dude.
Hey, wait, hey, Doe, say B-team.
B-team.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
All right, dude. Cool, we'll talk to you next week.
Next week, buddy.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. Happy New Year, man.
All right, see you, dude.
Man, I...
Okay, bye.
We got to have him in.
Hey, that, by the way, yeah, we got to have him in. I love me some Doto on the air. Love me, Doto. Make it happen, Dave. Okay. Bye, B-Team.
Bye.
I mean,
oh, we're still recording.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.